Oh, here we go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, dokey. Some great prizes. We won't go through them now. But incredible prizes from weekends away to dinners to pleasure toys to...
As always, something for everyone. What you want. Mm-hmm. The wheel's got it.
And the one that enters for the first time, the Wheel of Joy, this week, is a car wash.
An eco-friendly mobile car wash.
It's a full valet at your home or the office.
So you don't even have to leave where you are comfortable. They come to you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I got home the other day and my car, the whole front of my car was black. And I was like, but when did this hit? Because my windscreen was full of bugs. And it was like, but I don't remember driving through a swarm of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
It was all mosquitoes. Because then I went and I zoomed up on the bumper. Mm. Mosquitoes.
Carnage.
Like an infestation of mosquitoes. And I don't know where I hit them because I don't remember seeing them at all.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
You've done the city a service.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's there by the flamingo flay, which I call it... You know, on opposite sides of the roads, Flamingo Play, there's like two. I call it Mosquito 1 and Mosquito 2. Stillwater is a thriving mosquito metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like Shrek Swamp 1, Shrek Swamp 2.
So, these guys can come and sort you out. All right. So, look, we'll shut it down on the WhatsApp telephone. Sherlyn, how many questions will I ask in this morning's census survey?
10.
10. Good guess. Sibs.
11.
Even better guess. Producer Brad.
12.
Cold.
11.
What? Ruiz, 11.
11. Wow, smoking hot, guys. Well done. All right, no more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. Here we go. Here is this morning's census survey. We had a phone an unsuspecting victim, making them believe this is a serious survey for the country. It's not.
Mm-mm.
It's pointless.
Never.
It's senseless.
Never senseless. Full of sense.
But it's
sensible.
It's
that's full of sense.
It's
with the sense.
Can you spell it? But it's very important. Who else asks these questions for the country? No one.
No.
I'm doing the president's work here, guys. Here is the senseless thing.
Speaking.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Senseless Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple questions for your country. It really won't take long.
Okay.
Ma'am, how exciting is it that you have a better chance of robbing a bank than winning the lottery?
I can almost say people would think twice before robbing a bank, but rather do something that is not as intriguingly dangerous.
Would you agree smuggling alcohol into work is pretty easy if you put it in your stomach first?
True.
That means you come here intoxicated. Obviously it's not a good idea, but I'm sure there's people that get away with it.
Why is something that's horrifying, horrific, but something that's terrifying is not terrific?
It is how you perceive it as a person.
Ma'am, do you shampoo your eyebrows?
You gotta wash your face. It's part of washing your face. Oh, I'm sorry for laughing.
Do you know that it's proper etiquette in a gender-neutral bathroom to leave the seat at a 45-degree angle?
I would seriously consider it of the next gender that walks in there.
Despite it being the main reason to drink, why have we never seen a sad alcohol advert?
because adverts are deceiving. So they'll do anything to catch the media's eye. Mm. So obviously they're not going to put the sad face on it. They've got to draw the customer.
What do you think about this idea for a new superhero? The Delegator. He shows up at a scene in a suit and tie and decides it's a job for someone else.
Okay, a delegator is somebody that dishes out or hands out instructions as opposed to fixing up something or doing something himself. But superheroes do themselves. Yeah, you can't be called a superhero if you delegate somebody else.
Ma'am, when you see a misbehaving kid, do you dislike the kid or perhaps despise his or her parents?
The parents, because manners starts in the home. I'm sorry, I'm being so candid, very honest.
Ma'am, do you know that no matter how intimidating someone is, they can't be intimidating if they have the hiccups?
Obviously not, because you will laugh. You will laugh.
Ma'am, are you aware that our butts have the ability to produce all three states of matter? Liquid, solid, and gas.
Yo!
Yes.
Gas, by the
way. I am so sorry.
Ma'am, have you ever thought how scared the first woman was that had twins?
So, obviously, things were not as advanced. I'm sure she was scared shitless. Oh, pardon my me being so candid, but it is what it is. Bye.
Bye.
She had a lot of fun.
Wow.
She did. And she answered incredibly well.
That laugh of hers.
Sorry for being so candid.
But imagine the first person who had twins.
Yeah.
Like, what am I, a kid? One, two, is there any more?
I think for everyone involved there, it would have been scary.
Yeah.
How many more in there?
Yeah, exactly.
The limit does not exist.
But think about that also with alcohol advertising. Mm. Why have they not tapped into one of the major reasons why people drink?
Mm. You don't see the dronk verdriet on the ads. Only happy people cheersing.
Just gotten divorced? Want to cry? Yeah. Castle Light.